And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And nothing is happening! Because quarantine!
Yeah, we're still here.
We're still here?
Yep.
Zip.
Why are you singing circus song?
Because this is a circus.
Oh yeah, we're definitely.
Because we're a bunch of clowns.
We're in the Dick Dance Circus.
Like that, yeah. Nothing has happened. No. We haven't really watched anything.
No, we watched movies last night. The other day, I watched that monkey movie.
Oh, the monkey movie.
Was there another movie we watched that night? I feel like there's something else we put on.
I think I went to bed after the monkey movie.
What the hell? Oh, no, we watched Mortal Kombat, too.
Oh, we watched Mortal Kombat, and we watched that Shudder thing about those disaster movies or cursed movies or whatever.
Yeah, I know. So we did watch some stuff. I guess that's basically the most exciting thing to talk about at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We watched on a whim, because normally we watch a lot of movies for We Hate Movies, you know, just to kind of keep up with what they're watching.
Uh-huh.
You know, if we have access to it. And we did watch The Thing.
We did.
John Carpenter's The Thing from 1982. Excellent movie.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute since I watched it, but I really like it. It's a good movie. Just special effects and just everything. There's a lot of great stuff in it. If you've never seen it, you can handle horror movies and stuff like that. Because it's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not everybody's style, but... you could check it out, and I think you'll like it if you're into that sort of stuff. So I watched that. We watched that. That was good. We also watched on a whim, we watched Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Because I was on Netflix, and we were like fudging around. We're just like, okay, what should we watch? You know, I don't know. Because half the time, you know, I never know what to watch. You never know what to watch.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of things to be watching.
Sure.
But it's not really interesting. It's hard. Sometimes you have to be in the mood to watch certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's movies that I've never seen. Like, I'll take a movie like Schindler's List, for instance.
Sure.
I've never seen Schindler's List.
Never seen it?
No.
Not even the once?
No, because you know what it is for a lot of these movies is that I never have a reason to watch it, whether it be for, you know, if we're like, oh, we're going to see the movie, you know, and I didn't, you know, I would just go see the most basic shit, you know, when I was hanging out with like my friends, you know, or in college or whatever. It's just, you just go see the most basic shit, you know, you don't really... I wasn't really like a film guy back then. And, you know, I was never really a drama guy.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of those epic drama movies that everybody has seen that everybody's really, you know, fond of that I've never seen, you know, cause I just something about drama movies. I need to like be in a mood to watch it.
Sure.
Cause usually it's dealing with something, some sort of heavy material or something like that. And I just want to make sure that like I'm in a space to do that mentally, you know, and that I want to pay attention to it. So a movie like say Schindler's List, for instance, I've never seen it, but I was like, Mortal Kombat's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
How about we
watch it?
Watch it. Just fuck it. I mean, because it's not. It's not a long movie. You know, it's just kind of a movie, and I thought it was pretty good. I mean, most people give it a give it a fair shake.
Sure.
When it comes to the Mortal Kombat, so Annihilation, apparently, I've never seen Annihilation, but I heard that's even worse. It's pretty bad. This one's, I thought the first one, you know, the original, was good, just stupid fun, you know, and it follows along with some of the shit that goes on in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the character, the guys like Scorpion and, you know, the ninjas.
Yeah.
Scorpion and Sub-Zero and Reptile, they job out like pretty hard.
Right.
Like, that actually surprised me because I'm watching, yeah, I watch these movies and you feel like those are such big, you know, characters in the mythos of these games.
Mm-hmm.
And they just get beat, you know, so easily.
Right.
And just removed from the, you know, just sort of out of the movie. I think I would have, had I watched it back when it came out, like in, what, 95 or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, I think I really liked it.
Sure.
I think it would have been a good, good thing. And I probably, maybe would have appreciated the games more. Because I've never been a, you know, Mortal Kombat guy. I had my Mortal Kombat phase when Mortal Kombat 2 came out.
Uh-huh. I think most everybody did.
I think everybody did. And then
I did.
Yeah. And then I kind of just moved on from that. But
I like to be that lady in the purple who, like, would scream at you and you'd melt.
Sindel?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Mortal Kombat 3. I feel like I should just...
She wasn't in 2? I don't remember.
No. No, she wasn't in 2. Two only had... Two had... Two had, like, Milena and Katana and... I feel like I'm missing another woman because I don't think Sonya Blade was in there, but yeah, I remember. Yeah, Mortal Kombat 2 was fucking shit.
Cat Combat.
Cat Combat.
Yeah, I don't know. I always say Cat Combat.
So there was that, and then we right after that, I was like, "Well, I still want to watch movies."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's a service called Tubi. T-U-B-I.
Okay.
And I would often, because I have this, I have this app called Real Good, which I think we've talked about before. It's R-E-E-L Good.
Uh-huh.
And what it basically does is you put in a movie and it tells you what streaming services is available on. It's super helpful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always accurate, because most of the time, if you want to find a movie, you can just go to Amazon Prime and just see if it's there or not.
Sure.
But sometimes it doesn't tell you that. It doesn't outright tell you it's there. You just kind of, you might have to guess. But there's also a lot of them where it'll tell you that if it's streaming for free, that's what I want to find, you know, or if it's something that I got, of a service I have. So you could do is you could put your services that you have. So if you have Hulu and all these different services, you can put them in and it'll, if you put in a movie,
it'll tell you.
It'll tell you, or, you know, or you could basically put stuff like on what you want to see. And then when it shows up on those services, it lets you know, which is great. Because right. That's, you know, that helps a lot. So there was this movie called Chakma.
Okay. Oh, yes.
And it was about a monkey.
Yes, it was.
Because what I like to do a lot of times is I like to just look up horror movies.
Yep.
That's a thing I do.
Yes, it is.
I like to look up every horror movie ever and see, and usually stuff that's in like the 70s, 80s, 90s. And this one was like 1990 or whatever. And I remember seeing the trailer for this on, I was like watching, I think I found it like when I was just putting horror trailers on YouTube together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this one came up and it's one of those ones where the announcer is way more intense than the action, you know, that action that you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that one because the guy was like, Chakma! You know, just really like just fucking wild. So basically this one's about a monkey, like a baboon, who Roddy McDowell is doing experiments on. And they're trying to like make it less aggressive, but they accidentally make it more aggressive.
Yes.
And then the monkey, you know, he goes crazy. He gets crazy after like one of their things they're doing. And one of their experiments, and there's, you know, this guy's supposed to like kill it, you know, or, you know, put it down, and he decides not to do it, but he accidentally gives it even more aggression. So the monkey is like just super angry.
Yeah.
But
you're forgetting the part about how it's a bunch of like college students. Go ahead.
So they're on, so the monkey's like comatose, but he's about to wake up and be really angry.
Oh yes.
And the students, because I think it's a medical school, but it feels like some of these people are like in high school.
It's like, really weird because I can't really tell what the point of all these people are, because like one girl looks like she's like 16.
Yeah, the one girl,
and like one guy looks like he's like 100, and then one guy strangely whispers everything. It's
which guy?
The guy who eats it first.
Oh, he's a whisperer.
Yeah, the one who's like really in, because they basically what it is, they play like a
live action role playing.
Live, yeah, they're LARPing. And the guy who's really into it is just like, "Hey, I'm requesting to go into room 425. Oh, over and out." And I'm like, "There's no subtitles."
Well, yeah, because that's something I don't like on Tubi, is I can't get the subtitles to work. But they. He's being quiet because what they're trying to do is they're trying.
No, but he was quiet before. Remember when like they were just talking about having the game and he was just sitting there at the computer and the guy comes over. He's like, "Hey, you doing the thing?" And he's like, "I'm doing the thing."
Oh, that's right.
He just like whispers the whole fucking movie and then he dies. So it doesn't matter.
Well, but yeah, basically, though, they're out. God damn it. There's that word again. So after like the medical stuff stops happening in this school,
which is very soon.
Yeah, Rod. Wait, what?
It doesn't really, like, it happens for like 10 minutes.
Right. No, yeah, I'm saying.
Okay. You mean at the end of the day?
Yeah, at the end of the day.
Oh, I thought you meant like they're doing medical stuff. I'm like, that really doesn't happen much in this movie.
They have like their classes and then they're like, well, there's at one point, like, the main character, they're doing the monkey surgery and the main character's like, turns to Roddy McDowell, who's like overseeing the surgery. He's like, "Hey, man, you ready for our LARPing game tonight?" And Roddy McDowell's like, "Come on, man, monkey surgery. What are you doing? You should pay attention to that first." But so the monkey ends up waking up. He's super angry and he basically just eats people's faces and shreds them. And, he gets thrown into a incinerator. I don't know if the main character ends up dying, but
there's like a really weird part where like the main character calls the police and then he's like, "No, I'm not going to ask the police for help. I'm going to kill this monkey on my own."
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He's like, "You know what? It's about time I kill. It's about time I took charge of my life and killed this
monkey. I got to kill this monkey.
It begins today."
Now, because you hear like, "Hello, hello," click, and the guy like gets his strength back and he goes to find a monkey to kill.
Yeah.
And the monkey's very fluffy.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind. It's got a red butt. I don't know. It's not a baboon.
It's a baboon.
Is it a baboon?
Yeah, it's a baboon.
Oh, fuck if I know.
So, yeah. But
I don't know a lot about monkeys.
But, if you want to see a killer monkey movie that isn't Monkey Shines, watch Chakma.
I mean, or you don't have to watch Chakma.
Watch Chakma.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. What else do you have to do?
That's true.
Caught in the house.
Yeah, pretty much.
Watch killer monkey movies from 1990.
Oh, no.
That's how you're going to pass the time. What else do we see? Actually, I think that was about it. Oh yeah, well, there's real quick. So there's a show on Shudder that is what's it called? It's Cursed Films, right? I think it's called Cursed.
I think it's called Cursed Films.
And it's like a series. It's a series about like the movies like
that are supposedly cursed.
Supposedly cursed.
So you're looking at The Omen.
Well, we start with The Exorcist. Yeah, it's Exorcist, Omen, Poltergeist. Was there another one after that?
Did we only watch three?
Was it only the three?
Omen, Exorcist, Poltergeist.
Yeah, and then there's two.
There must be two new ones. I feel like there's only like five episodes.
Yeah, and it's. I like it because I like hearing about these trouble productions.
Yeah,
it's one of those things where they have to fill the time
with
more stuff, so they kind of go more into occult practices and everything.
Yeah.
And they at some point they bring in like a guy that's like, "I'm an exorcist," and he just goes to somebody's house and
he just performs an exorcist. He's not a priest or anything. He's just like a freelance exorcist. So you're like, he like charges some dude like $500 to give him an exorcism. And the guy's like, "Yeah, man, I get money." And it goes, right out the door. I'm like, because you just paid this guy $500 to give you an exorcism.
He keeps thinking he's possessed.
You're not possessed. You just need to stop paying this charlatan.
Then he makes this other woman like vomit into a hanky.
Oh.
And I was like, ah.
Yeah, that was the part, like, for me, I was like, oh, cool. I want to hear about like these cursed productions. Uh-huh. Cursed in quotes.
And they talk about that.
Yeah, but that's all I want to hear about.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear about how like they're like, you know, it's because, you know, it's about the devil. The devil was mad you were making this movie. Oh, here's this. What did he call himself? Black magician? And he was this like
a black witch, or he was a
no. He had like a black magician, I think was his name. He wasn't a witch. He was a magician.
There was a witch, though.
There was a witch.
We did have man. We did have. They called him a witch, but they should have called him a warlock.
I don't know. He called himself a witch. I don't know.
It's a warlock.
Maybe he doesn't.
Man witches are warlocks.
I don't know how it works, but he calls himself a witch. Mm. So there was like a guy who was like a witch, but then there was like this guy who was just like, I'm a black magician and I'm going to curse a Hollywood film that's currently in production.
That's right.
And he's like sitting in like a desert.
And he goes to where they summon the
no, it's not the craft. I told you this already.
I thought it was.
No, the craft is in a field. This is like in the desert in Arizona because there's like all those shrub brushes and rocks and shit. Mm. And he's just like, I'm cursing this thing. And then he's like filming himself. Like,
I think they bleep it out. He's like, cursing bleep.
Yeah, they do. And it's
cursing X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, and I'm just like,
X-Men Last Stand sucked.
I'm like, that's dumb. Like, that's not what I want this show to be. So it's like half good and half really stupid.
I don't mind it being stupid. I'll say that much. I'm okay with that.
I know.
But I also
want to
know more about what's happening in these productions.
Me too.
I want to know more. I want to talk to these people that are like, yeah, when we were filming Poltergeist, it was fucked up.
Yeah. Well, they talked to the director of Poltergeist 3, and he was very candid.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was just, yeah, he really did. And you could just tell. He was just like, yeah, the ending that's on that movie sucks.
And then they wanted me to reshoot it.
Everything happened.
The girl's dead. And so I had, you know,
and I was like, no.
Caroline was dead. So I had to go and get a double, and it sucked.
It sucked. It was terrible.
And it still sucks.
Because that girl was really great, and she was a really nice little girl. Now she's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the whole thing about
and then that one the prop guy for Poltergeist got, he was great because he was just like not having it. Not having it.
The whole thing was like, oh yeah, you know, they used real skeletons. He's like, yeah, so what?
Well, he's like, because that's what they always did. He's like, you know, in House on Haunted Hill, that skeleton's a real skeleton because that's, you know, this is before. He's like, no one's going to pay a prop master to carve a skeleton. You just buy one.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, but those people didn't die because of skeletons. That one woman died because her boyfriend killed her. Yeah. And that's horrible that you would say that it's because of a curse. And like he was just not having it at all. He was great. He was my favorite guy.
Yeah. That's what happens with prop master. You're just like, you don't give a fuck. You're just, I just make things.
You're like, suck a dick. I don't have
to
actually
talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I don't have to be nice to anybody. I'm just making this thing that you want me to do. As long as I think it's good.
Yeah.
I don't have to be nice.
I mean, I think it kind of like makes sense, especially in like old movies that you have real skeletons.
Yeah.
Now you can just buy a plastic skeleton.
I mean, I guess, but if you want a good plastic, good skeleton.
Yeah, but I mean, if you spend a lot of money, you can get a good plastic skeleton. But like back in the day, there was no good plastic skeleton.
Right. Well,
it was just pick up some dude's skeleton off of fucking. Maybe that's what I should strive to do with myself. Become a movie skeleton.
Well, you know, I feel like, you know, you.
Once I die.
You might want. I mean, I feel like you always did kind of strive to be a corpse on CSI.
That's true. I did.
When we signed up for Central Casting, I was like, I could do that.
Yeah. I realize now.
Look at this guy's body. It sucks.
I realize now that what I should have really gone for is as a character actress.
Yeah, you'd be a good one.
I would have been a great character actress, like a Margot Martindale type. Like I come in and I say a bunch of shit and I look fat while doing it and then I leave, and that's exactly what you want out of a character actor.
You could be Surly Woman.
Yeah, I could totally be Surly Woman. I could be like the angry neighbor. I could just be like so-and-so's angry neighbor.
in the credits just says, woman not having it, Jensen.
Yeah, I always said I would be really good at, like, barista number 9.
Yeah, you'd be, make a great over it barista.
Yeah.
Be like, because you'd be, you know,
over it. You'd be the retail person, worker, DMV worker.
I think if you were like a barista, you would have like two actors being like talking, and you'd just be like, excuse me, you gonna order?
Yeah. I could also be bitchy lady in the office. So like the main character hates his job, and then I'm just sitting there making it worse. Mm. I'd be great at that.
You could buy a modest house in Canoga Park with that money.
Right. I could have worked steadily.
Oh.
Steadily for the rest of my fucking life.
That's all movies want. They always want those people. It's like, we need an angry woman. It's like, oh, there you go.
Go to set for fucking 4 hours. There you go. I put in my thing. I'm the angry lady sitting in a cubicle glaring at our hero. That's what I do. I would have been so good at it. God damn it. I missed my calling.
You would have. You're the Danny Trejo of
I could have been the Danny, because Danny Trejo, in case you don't know, has been in over 400 movies. I could have been the Danny Trejo, because I could have just shown up all the fucking time, just shown up, shot a scene, probably died terribly, and then gone on to the next movie.
Yeah, you know, it'd be great too, is at some point people would notice you so much, they would just be like, let's make a documentary about her.
Yeah.
And they would find out it's real. She it's a shoot. That's how she lives.
I actually get jobs. Oh yeah, I'm just constantly pissed. I'd be like that lady in McMillions, the lady in the red. Who's just like, yeah, whatever, smoking a fucking cigarette on my couch that's like longer than my arm.
Her couch, she dressed to match her couch.
Her hair was red, her outfit was red, her couch was red. And I strive to be that sort of crazy and just fucking over it. That woman was just, she's honest as fuck, and she's just not having it.
That woman seems some shit.
Yeah, and she's going to be honest about the shit she's seen. And I'm like, you know what? Respect.
I think McMillions is on Hulu now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because I think when we go there, we keep to watch some stuff. We see it pops up. Because it was on HBO, but I think it's on Hulu now. So,
I love a scam. I don't, you know, I like reading about them. I like hearing about a scam. I don't want to be in it. Don't want to be in it, but like, you give me like a Theranos, Firefest.
I'm sorry. Those were hot scams in 2019.
Right? How those long ago that seems.
Man, I wish we could go back to those times. Can we go back to the Theranos days?
Yeah, you give me a Firefest, you give me a McMillions.
I know that I know here, people, you have your
opinion. Here for it.
People have their opinions about what the hell the hell's going on in those things with the Firefest and shit, but it's fun to watch.
Man, I just want every documentary to have some guy look at the camera and say he was gonna suck dick for water.
Doesn't matter what's going on. It's like sir, this is about the corpses and poltergeists.
I was gonna suck dicks to get those skeletons.
I'll suck dicks for skeletons.
Hey, it's Hollywood. You gotta suck a dick for a skeleton.
Hey, you wanna make it to this town? Zip. Get me a skeleton. Jesus Christ.
Get me a skeleton.
We ran out of skeletons.
There's a skeleton shortage.
Yeah, well, you know.
You never know.
That'd be a
Halloween town went under. There's no more skeletons to be had in Burbank.
That would be a pandemic that I could deal with. A skeleton shortage.
I don't know if that's a pandemic, but yes.
I'm calling it a pandemic.
Okay.
Fuck it. I just want something
else. I thought you were like, it's a virus that turns people into skeletons.
Skeletons!
And you get it and your flesh melts off. I mean, that's kind of Ebola, really.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you still get to live?
As a skeleton?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be kind of fun, right?
Like, we'd just be sitting here and I would just be skeleton, but I'd have my eyes and I'd be like, you know.
And like connective tissue?
Yeah. Be a meat skeleton.
Would you have like internal organs?
Sure.
How do they not fall out?
Tape them in.
Oh, okay. We're just all wrapped in duct tape.
Duct tape.
It's a fucking duct tape shortage instead of a toilet paper shortage. We're all trying to tape ourselves together.
There's no word duct tape. Home Depot is being besieged by meat skeletons. Where's your duct tape?
My usually it's stand. Just weird kids going to prom and making their fucking suits and dresses out of duct tape. Now everybody's just taping themselves together. Wait,
who's making suits out of duct tape?
Did you ever remember this?
No.
Did no one in your high school do this?
No.
Okay, so you didn't know anybody obsessed with duct tape when you were in high school?
No.
Oh my God, I feel like this is something that everybody knows. Okay.
Is this a documentary we should make?
Yeah, actually, we probably should. I feel like
duct tape.
I feel like if you Google like duct tape prom dresses, you'll find some.
I'm not
pictures.
Surprised by it, but go
so
ahead.
So there's always, I feel like there's always like the weird kid, but not like weird, like I was weird, like art weird, like theater kid weird, who would go to prom and they would like make their entire outfit out of like duct tape.
We didn't have.
So they would get. And now they have all sorts of different color duct tape. So you could do whatever and patterns and whatever. But I know that there's like kids who would do the suit, like their dress, and then their date would wear a duct tape suit. Duct tape shoes. Yeah.
I've never heard of this trend.
Oh, it's a thing. I mean, it was back when I was in high school.
Y'all duct taping still kids?
Yeah, good question. 12, I'm going to say, I don't think any kids listen to this podcast.
Hey, I don't know. It's the quarantine, you know?
They yeah, it's the quarantine times.
They're doomed. They've already listened to all the podcasts. They're eventually going to get to ours.
They read the entire internet.
Yep.
Yep.
It's all done. All of it. I didn't know about this.
Yeah, I feel like it was a thing.
Well, I didn't have... The school that I went to.
Yeah, like look at all these. Here you go. All those kids are wearing duct tape prom dresses. It's a thing.
I'm not doubting it. I just never had. I can't. If somebody was wearing a duct tape dress or suit of any kind at any point in my school, I would have known about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's the whole point.
There's like two people in my school. There was like, you know, because my school is like tiny.
Yeah.
You know, compared to other schools, compared to your school.
That's true.
We talked about this before. Like, you had, like, how many kids in your graduating class?
Over 400.
That, yeah, I can't even imagine that. Because I think ours was, like, 100.
Yeah, see? Duct tape. Then they match.
I've never...
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
These are, like, theater kids.
We didn't have a hot theater scene. I think that's what we were, why we were missing it. We didn't, I mean, we had people that did theater, but we didn't have, like, the theater.
The theater. You know,
we would do plays... And they were adequate.
Duct tape. Yeah, they got really elaborate. It's a thing.
That's a lot of duct tape.
It's a fuck ton of duct tape, yeah.
People need duct tape.
Well, I mean, you know.
Why are you using it like that shit?
I don't know.
So what do they do? Do they just put it on other clothes?
You know, I don't actually know how one creates a duct tape ensemble, but maybe.
Okay.
I mean, you could also, like... They just had, like, a lot of people in the cosplay use duct tape, too.
I could see that.
Because you can build, like, you basically take a bunch of duct tape. I think you put plastic wrap around your body. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say you're going to do it on your top. Yeah. You're going to make a shirt. You do plastic wrap, and then you duct tape it, and duct tape it, and duct tape it, and, like, until you get the shape you want, and then you cut it off. Like, just cut it, like, right down the middle. And then you can put stuff on it, and it literally is just... There you go. It's in the shape of your body and it fits.
Mm.
And it's like made with duct tape and then you just glue shit to it if you want to.
I get you.
So you can do that a lot of cosplay and stuff too.
I get you.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize duct tape was so versatile. Like
it
that.
Is. It is.
I thought it was just for, you know, it's a better tape.
Well, you can make clothes out of it. Now you know.
Why just, I can understand making clothes. Like that doesn't surprise me.
Uh-huh.
It's, what surprises me is that you.
Knew about it?
Knew about it, and it was a thing.
Oh, I'm
that
very
went
into
down.
Fashion.
No, but I mean, no, not that. But I'm saying, like, you as a in 1998, 97.
Oh, yeah. No, I knew
this
about
was
that
going
shit.
On. Like, yeah. I had no idea.
I feel like it's more elaborate now because now they have all the colors.
Well, of course they do, but I didn't.
But yeah, oh, yeah, I knew about it.
Well, why? What?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
I am asking you. You were
I
there.
Can't. I can't.
You were there.
I cannot tell you the why. I can only tell you the it existed.
What do you mean you couldn't tell me why? You talked to them. You knew those people.
I mean, I knew them tangentially.
Could you
like,
ask them?
I did not ask them.
That's true. They might feel.
I mean, unless you want to invent a time machine, we'll go back in time, then I can go ask them.
That'd be a good use of the time machine.
But I cannot do that because I did not ask them that moment.
You know what
day.
I would do with a time machine? I'd find out why kids wore duct tape dresses
because it's fun.
Suburban Colorado.
I would say because it's fun.
Well, I think it's fine. I'm not.
And it's different.
100%. Look, listen.
And if I wore a duct tape prom dress, I wouldn't have ended up looking like a fucking mother of the bride when I went to my prom.
Why didn't you go that route?
It's a long story. Involving my mother.
I understand. I don't think she would.
You know my mother.
I don't think she would have been cool with the duct tape.
No, my mother was barely cool with anything. Why the fuck do you think I had to wear a bolero jacket to prom?
Your mom was very anti-tape.
Bolero jacket. Literally a mother of the bride dress. Because everything else, there was too much tit. Mm. And my mother refused to let me leave the house. So I was literally wearing something that a mother, a 50, 60-year-old woman would wear to her own daughter's wedding.
I'm sorry, babe.
Bolero jacket.
Sadly, not a duct tape jacket.
No, should have been. Would have been more fun.
All right. All right. Man, I learned something today. All right. Well, I'm going to process this. We'll take a break. And we'll come back with our book for this week.
Which is the hottest Marvel character?
Iron Man.
Ant-Man. I can't decide between Professor X and Magneto, so both.
Loki.
Is Wolverine Marvel?
What about White Tiger?
What about White Tiger?
Doc Samson.
Doc who? Huh?
Star Fox.
That's a video game.
The girls go on a journey to determine every Marvel character's hotness in Ohotmu or Not, the official handbook of the Marvel Universe podcast you didn't know you wanted. Available on iTunes and at fireandwaterpodcast.com.
All right, we're back here at Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Team Titans, number 4 from December 1992. This is a part of our collection of books from Mile High Comics, the Quarantine Comics. Mm-hmm. As I have taken to calling them. And this is a DC book, which was short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
Basically was only around for a couple of years, which actually is a long time for a DC book.
Yeah.
Like, because they have they have a lot of random heroes now still.
Yes.
That have books or had books.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was around for, you know, at least 2 years, had two annual. I think it had like two annuals, and fucking Zero Hour came around and ruined it. And yeah, that's what happened. Are you familiar at all with Team Titans?
Nope.
The concept of this, and I'll explain it. So Team Titans is about there's a core team of heroes,
mm-hmm.
but there's also in this particular book there's extra
many Titans.
And these Titans came from an alternate future,
mm-hmm.
where Donna Troy's son became Lord Chaos.
Okay.
And he ruled the world because he put some sort of food additive into the food supply.
Mm-hmm.
And that food additive made people more suggestive to him.
Uh-huh.
So that's how he was able to take over the world.
He should have just bought a cable station.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he could have went the Batman Forever route.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
He could have done that. Could have just bought a cable news station.
That's true. You could have.
That fucks shit up enough.
Yeah. You could have Fox News these people instead
right?
of having a.
I mean, that would have been easier than trying to get something in every piece of food. Just saying.
How that actually happens is beyond me. I think I might have read one other Team Titans book. I feel like we have done Team Titans before.
I am not familiar with Team Titans.
Team.
We have done Teen Titans.
Team.
But I am not familiar with Team Titans.
I feel like we've done Team Titans, but this, we've done like a later issue.
Sure, maybe.
This.
I have no recollection.
But so the future, this alternate future is fucked, right? But the thing though, the alternate future.
Is the now.
It's like, actually it's the past, technically.
Oh no.
It's like 2003, where they're like.
Things weren't nearly as fucked back then.
No, they weren't. But we did not have Donna Troy's son spiking her food supply with.
That's true.
With hypno dust or whatever the hell he was doing.
That's true.
So what happens is, too, is that if you ingested this and if you had kids or if, I don't know, if it just ended up activating something, but it made people metahumans.
Okay.
But since the metahumans could oppose him, he started trying to kill metahumans, right?
Uh-huh.
So there was a group of Titans, of these people who became Team Titans, who are metahumans, and they're like, hey, if we go back in time, we could stop. We can go and kill Donna Troy or kill her son.
Sure.
And make sure that this doesn't happen. Huh. However, it's that whole deal, which happens.
Paradox.
And paradoxes and stuff, but also in time travel where you go back to an alternate timeline.
Right. You don't go to your own.
So you don't go to your own. They go back in time, but they go to the time, they go to a different timeline and they're like, hey, Titans, we got to kill Donna. We got to kill her baby. And she's like, and the Titans are like, hey, get fucked.
Right.
Rightfully so. And then, but at some point, Lord Chaos from this, from their future, from the Team Titans future, went back to that alternate timeline as well to capture his infant self.
Uh-huh.
And that's, and eventually everything ended up.
0 hour.
No, it wasn't 0 hour. Actually, this happens like way before 0 hour.
Oh, but 0 hour like undoes all this.
0 hour basically cleans this all up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically what we're dealing with here. So when they're referring to like, oh, Chaos did this, Chaos did that, that's what they're referring to. But they're in the, now they're in the proper DC universe. What's, is it, would it be Earth Prime, I guess you call it?
I, that's a good question. I feel like I always thought Earth Prime was our Earth.
Okay, I think
the one where, and then Earth One is the DC universe as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Earth Two, and then our Earth, all the other Earths.
Yeah, but there's a lot of Earths.
There's a bunch of them.
Which all got also figured out at some point.
Yeah. Now crisis, I think there's only crisis, Now I think there's only 52 of them because they did bring them back.
So on the cover here, we have a group of skull-masked ne'er-do-wells standing over a woman, and they're in a jungle, and it says, "Death from the future today."
Mm-hmm.
Enter judge and jury.
Yes.
So we are going to assume that
that is this group.
That is this group. Which we do find out.
Of dudes who wear skeleton masks.
Yeah, they're doing
less skeletons.
They're doing a Sean Merrick living, you know. They got the duct tape and stuff.
Yeah, they duct tape themselves together and they just have a weird skeleton face. Yep.
So we start off in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
And we basically see the aforementioned,
the lady. Her name's like Senora something.
Senora Navaja.
Yeah, and she's got like a pink leotard and like white tights. She's got like something strapped to her thigh. She's very ripped. She's got like 900 abs.
Yeah, she's got a lot of abs.
And she's like running terrified through the forest as these guys with skeleton masks come after her. They actually look pretty cool. They kind of look like the band Ghost.
Yeah. But like cool.
Yeah, but like cool. Because every time that, whenever that I see Ghosts, I'm like, wow, you guys look cool. And then they start singing. I'm like, never mind.
I was like, wait a minute, you're not cool.
I can't.
It's not for me.
I can't take you seriously. Yeah, it's not for me either.
Yeah.
But they kind of look like, you know, the band Ghosts, because they've got like skeleton faces and like the whole thing. And each one of them has like their own little power.
Yeah.
Like one guy has electricity powers. One guy has like hypodermic needles as fingers.
This guy's name, the needle guy, cool. It's actually just noticed too, each of them has a little like gimmick on their helmets.
Yeah.
So like you have Lynch, who has a
like an electric.
No, Lynch has.
But it does have like an electric-y thing when we see it later. It's like a rope.
Yeah, Lynch has got a rope. Yeah. And then Monsieur Pionard, some guy, and he's just
Monsieur,
got.
Monsieur.
He's got knives, and then there's a vapor guy. And then there's the Hellbore. He's got a medical symbol on his head.
Yeah.
And he's
hypodermic needle man.
And then there's Volt.
Yep.
Who's just straight up electricity.
Yeah.
And then there's the I'm assuming this is the judge, and he just has a fist.
Yeah.
He has a tiny fist.
And blonde hair. I'm assuming the judge might actually be a woman.
Oh, you know what? It is. She just kind of look like a gal.
Yeah, because later on it looks more like a lady too. So. Mm. She can't really tell because they're all kind of like wearing the same like uniform. And then there's a panel where you see like all the other Titans
that they've killed.
So this,
because they're coming back into this timeline to help find these metahumans and basically do what Lord Chaos
wants to do. Yeah, which is to kill them. So they kill all these people. And then this lady's running. And then There's this one called Blade, who I think is the blonde
one. No, Monsieur.
Oh.
He's a Blade guy.
So he's like, oh, no one will escape my Blade, which is kind of like Darkseid's beams.
Omega beams, yeah.
Omega beams, because they will follow you wherever. So it just like, I mean, she just gets this thing through her fucking back. It's kind of great.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
You do see a good blood spurt too.
Yeah.
And then they were like, hey, New York City's got some of these gimmicks. Let's go find them.
Yeah.
And so we jumped to New York City.
But
and
then we have this guy.
Well, this is Battalion. So he's like,
I thought he was a lion man.
He is not
a lion man. He's just like, if Sheamus from the WWE grew all the hair.
If Sheamus played Gwildor from Masters of the Universe, the movie.
Yeah. And he just like had all his facial hair, but it stuck out in all the directions.
Battalion, who's also was from the future.
Uh-huh.
The food future.
Food future.
Food future. I'll call it the food future.
Uh-huh.
Food future.
The FF.
Food.
F squared.
FF. He's like Kilowog to like these team titans.
Okay.
So if
yeah,
that makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's there and he shows up. I don't know if this isn't his first appearance, but somehow he just ends up in New York City. And
he like, really reminds me of Lobo.
Well, he kind of is dressed like Lobo. So
kind of like acts like Lobo. It's very shades of Lobo.
Uh-huh. He's got a cigar. He's got Gwildor hair. He's got
all the bullets.
He's got all the bullets, but also all the spikes.
All the spikes, all the bullets.
He has these spikes.
Big guns.
But also his boots. You got to pay attention to his boots.
He's wearing mucklucks.
He's wearing mucklucks, but they also have knife toes.
Oh, I see those knife toes.
This guy, and he's got a rope, and he's got everything.
Mm-hmm.
He has spiked gauntlet hands.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like, later on, when he goes to a museum, and there's even more spikes than I feel that we even see here. So he goes to New York, and he's like, oh, man, because he's coming through this time portal thing. And he's like, God damn it, I'm in New York. It smells terrible. Fuck this place. I hate it. He's yelling at people on the street because they almost run him over with the car. And then he goes.
He hijacks a bus pretty much.
Yeah. Doesn't he go to an apartment or something?
No, not right now.
Okay.
He hijacks a bus and
he's just really angry.
He's like
swearing.
So he goes to the bus. He goes to the is it the MoMA? Is that how you would say the Metropolitan?
MoMA, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, Lord Chaos fucked this place up and, you know, in my time.
He's like, oh, man, hey, cool art. And the security guard is like, sir, perhaps you should not go into the museum with all of the guns. And he's like, fuck off, security guard. I know how to act in an art museum. And then, he's like having like.
Oh, there's the extra spikes.
And he's thinking about like, oh, you know, when I was with her. And he's like, what am I thinking about her? Whoever her is. I'm assuming his ex-girlfriend, he's wife. Someone's dead. Someone got fridged.
Yeah. He's thinking of real Perlman.
So he's like in this museum and there's this fucking shitty kid.
Well, I think it's like a school, like a class.
It's a field trip. It's a class field trip.
It's a field trip.
And there's a shitty kid.
Well, a shitty kid who is very svelte.
Oh, yes. Ripped child.
He's like built like Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No, he really is. Oh, my God. This kid is like jacked.
He's one of those like muscle kids.
Yeah, he's a muscle kid.
He's one of those muscle kids. And so
which is always freaky.
And so he's running and he runs into.
Yeah, he breaks from his field trip group. He's like, catch me, teacher, meh, because he's a shitty kid. And he like runs like right into
Battalion.
And Battalion just like, he threatens to rip the child's like mouth open and feed him a mummy.
Yes. Well, here's the thing.
I gotta threaten somebody like that.
This is.
Find me a shitty child.
Ma'am, you should be quarantined. It's like, I need to shove a child.
I need to threaten to shove a mummy down a child's throat.
Excuse me. Well, this is also what's strange, too, is the kids run into him and they're like, oh, he's one of the exhibits. Blah, blah, blah.
Why would
like,
you think he's an exhibit?
He's one of the exhibits. He won't hurt us. And Battalion's like, yeah, I'll hurt you. And he's like, well, I'm going to get you fired. And like, why are you threatening
An exhibit.
Why is it? Why, first of all, it's, why would you think that an exhibit is living?
Right.
You think it's a doll or like a statue?
Why would you think in a standard museum?
Answer too tight. It's cutting off the circulation.
That does not have interactive exhibits. Would you just assume that this one guy just happens to be the interactive exhibit in the museum?
Yeah. Why is Seamus with all the hair?
Yeah. And mucklucks.
With mucklucks, you know. But this kid's got no
he's
no
a
fear.
Stupid kid.
He's like, yeah, man, I'll fuck you up. And he's like, look, I'm gonna rip your head off and shove a mummy down it.
Sweet.
And he is swearing up a storm.
Yeah. At this kid.
He at one point, because it's a lot of those like symbols or whatever, you know, the pound sign, dollar sign, ampersand. Yeah. What does he say here? Oh, yeah, I'll rip your fucking head. I'm just going to say it. Y'all, I'll rip your fucking freaking head. I'll rip off your fucking freaking head and shove a mummy down your neck. This ain't no fucking rat butt scuzzy schoolyard. And then, okay, so the teacher's like, hey, let's go. And the kid's like, nah, fuck that. Like, he's still ready to throw down.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what happens when you're like a jacked 9-year-old.
I guess he's
on steroids. Yeah, it's steroids.
He must be the creatine or whatever it is he's taking. He's,
yeah,
the horse pills.
It's the horse tranquilizer.
It's the horse.
Yeah.
It's the horse tear. It's
K.
It's what?
It's K. Special K.
Oh, it's bad. Yeah, he's just in the schoolyard just getting like a syringe filled with stuff.
It's right in his ass.
And he's just like shoving in me. I gotta go to the museum and threaten a man with spikes.
So then we cut to this like club where it's like, obviously it's a rock club and
we're in Soho.
It's a lady band. And apparently these ladies are more Titans.
Yeah. They're more.
So
Titans,
it's like, that. I'm her. One of them's named X and they've all got names, whatever. So what happens is the bone guys show up.
The bone guys.
And they grab Axe.
The band is called Metallic.
Yeah. And they grab Axe, who's the lead
singer.
They're
also featuring Jane from on keyboard. Jane from Melrose Place on keyboards.
Oh, yeah. Look at her.
It's 92. She's
you know what? She was tired of waiting for her husband to fuck her. So she went to New York and joined this weird band.
This is when she was 22, 24.
Yeah.
So, we've been watching a lot of Melrose Place lately.
A lot of it. So the bone people come in and they...
The bone people.
Lynch grabs Axe, who's the lead singer, and starts to, like, you know, pull her with his rope.
Yeah.
And that's when they're like, we got to phase into, like, our things.
We got to get... Yeah, yeah. Basically, they start...
Basically, they look like shiny, like, Wasp from Marvel.
Mm, yeah.
They look like shiny versions of that. Because it's all like armor.
Yeah.
So they all phase into their armor.
They phase into their golden armor and they're going to start
fighting.
Start fighting these guys. It's basically, God damn it, there's that word again. It's like Bruce Wayne, or not, God damn it. It's like Gordon in the mosh pit. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going, it's just a full on kerfuffle. And then this is where Battalion shows up. He takes the bus to where he has to this next place. I think he takes it to the venue or wherever he goes. Does he take it? Wait, does he go to this venue?
Yeah, he shows up at this venue somehow and he starts helping them out and everybody fights. And then they end up in like some abandoned junkyard.
Yeah, I guess they all turn into their gimmicks. They got their metal gimmicks, and they fight. Mm-hmm. And all these other metallic folks do. They just shoot stuff like beams out of their hands. One of them, I think, just when they get Axe loose, and she turns into her deal. And it's just these weird gold suits that don't really.
Yeah, they don't really do anything. And the other thing that's weird is like what the vapor guy, he like lets a bunch of gas go.
Yeah.
They have full helmets on their suits and they're still like, oh my God, I can't breathe. I'm like, then what the fuck's the helmet for?
Yeah.
What's the point? And they also shoot like the main judge lady in the eye.
Oh, that's right.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, they fuck her up pretty good. One of them just shoot like right through her one of her eye, or like her right eye, like her eyepiece or whatever. Yeah, their powers are pretty nebulous here. It's not really doesn't really make a lot of sense. So the the jury retreats, and they basically, yeah, they laid waste to whatever this venue was.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got Battalion cutting a promo on these kids and being AI trained.
Oh, and this is where we find out that, like, apparently they all left their world at the same time. Battalion just got here, but they ended up getting here about 9 months ago.
Yeah.
And their comms are dead. They can't reach anybody. So they just kind of hung out and waited.
And started a band.
Because what else are they going to do with their time? I mean, I get it.
I like this one insult from Axe, because Axe changes out back into her, like, her civilian. She changes back into her civilian. Like, she attempts to change back into civilian outfit.
Mm-hmm.
But her gauntlets just stay on. One of them was like, oh, I prefer you and corroding steel myself. And she goes, why don't you go sit on your synthesizer and decompose?
And then the other one calls the other one monkey girl. I don't know what's going on. So, but they're like in a junkyard and they're like, well, we're just going to hang out in this junkyard now. And I'm like, don't you guys have apartments? Like,
where have you been living?
Why are you hanging out in this like gross ass junkyard in the middle of New York? Like, go home.
Yeah, maybe they live.
Because they're like, they even have to start a fire to like keep warm. And I'm like, you guys can like just go home, right? You've been here for almost a year. I mean, they had enough wherewithal to like start a band. I'm assuming they had enough wherewithal to rent an apartment.
Got a few gigs. I mean, it looks like the gig they were at was pretty packed.
Yeah.
You know?
Hoping they got, I mean, it's the 90s. Rent was way cheaper.
Yeah. Even in New York City.
Yeah.
And, also, like, Battalion has the biggest stoogies.
Oh, that's right. He's got humongous cigars. He's like,
he's holding this one. His whole hand is holding this fucking stogie. It's like a giant stogie.
Yeah, I think Arnold Schwarzenegger would be very jealous of how gigantic this.
Arnold Schwarzenegger should play Battalion in the Teen Titans movie.
He absolutely should, because then he could have all of the stogies.
Stoogies.
Yes.
And then we can get a bunch of young millennials to play the Battalion, mm-hmm. play the metallic band. I think we got a hit on our hands,
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
You know, we got to start bringing back those franchises. You know, we got to start making Hollywood some money.
Yeah.
So and this is where we get the judge or the jury or whatever having their powwow,
mm-hmm.
Which is, it's kind of fun to watch, like super villains and superheroes just be like, all right, we're just gonna sit down.
Yeah,
it's very they're just sitting. Just,
we're just gonna hang out.
They're just hanging out. You know, the judge has got a her eyes fucked up. So she's like, okay, look, we're gonna wait till morning, and then we're gonna like find Battalion, and we're gonna fuck them up.
Mm-hmm.
And hence the next morning,
yeah,
which still looks like night. Battalion decides to go to the Statue of Liberty, and he's like, all right, well. You know, the Statue of Liberty, that was a thing that I remembered from my time, and I would like to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And my girl that we used to be with, me and Rhea Perlman, used to come here. And, you know, it sucks that she's not here, but I'm here to check it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so also, I feel like he mentioned something about the other Team Titans that the book has actually revolved around, like Mirage and Kilowatt and all those jabronis. They're like, apparently they stay... They're situated around here somewhere.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, okay, well, I'm going to come and hang out here. And then the jury strikes the one, I think it's, yeah, the one with the tendrils or whatever, grabs him with the electro whip.
Right.
And.
Oh, yeah, because he's at the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, he's at the Statue of Liberty.
And he, like, pulls him up, and
they're standing, like, right on the head. Like, they're just all, like,
I mean, like, how do you even get up there?
The Statue of Liberty is huge.
Right.
The perspective in this part here is
it's always fucked up in comic books. Yeah. It's always like, you can just climb up there. I'm like, can you?
No, you can't.
No.
it's a big deal to get your ass up there.
I assume so.
So, but thankfully, Battalion's about to eat it.
Mm. Then another giant, it's like a Gundam shows up.
Well, a Gundam shows up, and apparently this is what Metallic does when they put their suits on, and that's phase one.
Oh, are you saying they're a Voltron?
But then they Voltron.
They're
a fucking Voltron.
Oh, all right.
Because look at it.
They
got this Voltron that has Sia hair.
It does. They Voltron.
It's like this is like Lady Gaga if she was a Voltron.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
They almost also Thundercat.
And they say, phase two, Metallic, now it's really time to rock and kill.
Sure, Rock and Kill.
Rock and Kill has to be, if it isn't, I'd be shocked if it wasn't, the name of a shitty 80s horror movie.
Oh, has to be.
Where...
If it's not, it should be.
It's a guitarist that also... I did see the one where the guitarist had the drill on his guitar.
So...
But I think this would be an axe.
This is going to go into the group of terrible horror movies that I've always wanted to write. Palm Screams. Now Rock and Kill. And Hollywood and Die. Those are always I've always wanted to write.
You wanted to do the Halloween Casino, but somebody already did that.
The Halloween themed casino one, but that was more of like a romantic comedy. Talking because I had a dream about it and I woke up and I was like, oh, that should be a thing. But I've always wanted to write Palm Screams and Hollywood and Die. I don't know what they're about, but those are the titles of those movies.
Now Rock and Kill.
And now Rock and Kill.
So that's where we end. Next issue, Puzzled, don't be. All your questions will be answered. Yeah, right. Including what the heck happened to Mirage and Company. I don't care.
Nope.
Be here for the comic mag you can't predict. The Team Titans. Anything can happen and does.
Okay.
I could have predicted cancellation and I was right.
Was this the last issue?
No, they stuck around for at least until 94 at some point. But I don't know. And I don't know, at least in the next issue, I'm assuming it's going to happen. But we're going to see more of this Metallica group. They're going to show up. They're going to have some sort of brouhaha with the judge and jury. And I'm certain Battalion's going to link up with the rest of the actual Team Titans. And that's what's going to happen. Do you want to read it?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, sorry, not interested.
It's a very, like, it's kind of like last week. Not as bad, but it's kind of like last week where you have a team, you have a book, you know, you have characters, whatever, and it just, who can give a fuck?
Right.
Even though this is actually within, like, the proper DC stuff, like, it could, you know, Batman could show up at any moment. I'm
sure. Sure.
Or Superman or fucking Red Tornado or anybody could show up at any moment, but they really just kind of stuck around the Teen Titans, the Titans verse, and... That's really, you know, I don't really have as much fondness for the Titans as other people do. I don't know. The Teen Titans Go and all that stuff, like, that's hilarious. I'm talking like like, you know, the serious stuff.
Yeah.
I don't care about Dick. I don't care about Donna. I did enjoy reading the Starfire comic of what I was able to read, but Cyborg, who gives a fuck?
Right.
We finish up with an AIDS PSA.
We sure do.
Which I feel like this is one we've seen. I've definitely seen this one before.
Yeah.
I don't know if we talked about it. Basically.
Probably. It's Tim is in the Batcave. He's like, hey, Alfred, a friend of mine at school has the HIV real bad. And everybody's afraid of him. And Alfred's like, well, you know, you can't actually get it from just casual contact. Unlike COVID-19, where somebody could breathe on you and you can fucking get it. And Tim is like, really? I'm going to go. Nobody tells kids that. I'm going to go do research. Aha. And that's the end.
You'd think there would be some research materials in the Batcave.
You know, I would assume Bruce has access to all sorts of shit, but, you know.
Well, the way that it's also drawn here.
Why read a book when you can storm out of the Batcave and leave Alfred staring at you?
Well, he's storming out of the Batcave and Alfred's like, where are you going? And then Alfred or Tim's already like
gone
in the skyline, like, get some facts. I'm like, he didn't hear you.
Yeah.
He doesn't know where you're going.
Yeah. Alfred's you guys ask, like, answer Alfred's questions when he's not in the room.
Do we get a letters page?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I thought we got a letters page. No, we just got ads because nobody wants to write a letter into the Team Titans.
What am I going to say to them?
We ain't giving a shit. Wow. Oh, Heckler was still around in 93. I didn't realize that.
All right.
But yeah, that's it for this week's book. Team Titans number 4 from December 1992. Thank you for listening, folks. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever and email the show at worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
Please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you see the show, that you listen to the show, Stitcher, other places, Google Play, Spotify. get at us. We're on those places.
Sure.
And that would be really cool if you told your friends, because that is how the show continues to grow. So once again, folks, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.